The Warrior Soul Podcast is written, edited, and produced by me, Chris Albert. Our mission is to provide tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that help the U.S. military veteran community to show up as the wisest, strongest, most capable versions of themselves in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about will most certainly apply to you as well. This podcast is made possible with the help of F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats that you can carry around anywhere with you in little portable packets. They make macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with coconut butter. They're absolutely delicious, and they're really good for you. They don't have any sugar. They also make a lot of cheese snacks. They make meat sticks, and it's just a great company. These guys send packages of this stuff to the troops who are on the front lines overseas to supplement their MREs, and we didn't ask them to do that. They just did that on their own initiative. Really great company. If you want to get 20% off your first order of F-bombs, head over to www.droppingfbomb.com and use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout. This podcast is also brought to you with the help of Save the Brave. SaveTheBrave.org is a 501c3 charity for veterans. They run camaraderie events that include fishing, golfing. They also do a lot of work with Gold Star families. And unlike a lot of other organizations, their board doesn't take a salary. Really great organization that is doing amazing work. So go and check them out at SaveTheBrave.org. With that, thank you guys so much. Let's get into today's programming. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Warrior Soul Podcast. My name is Chris Halbert, and this is where we deliver tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas to help the U.S. military veteran population and anybody else who's willing to listen to live their absolute best lives by delivering tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that will allow you to show up as a wiser, stronger, more capable version of yourself in the civilian world. Today, I want to talk to you about a really important topic, and that is how to be adaptable. A lot of people think that strength is the most important thing in getting through hard times. And of course, strength is important. You have to have will. You have to have resilience. You have to be able to get through difficult times. Sometimes you just got to slog through things. At the same time, you also need to be adaptable. That means that you need to be able to change your skill set to match the situation at hand. And we are in a situation right now where millions of people, young people, middle-aged people, and even some older people have gotten laid off from work. And those companies that have laid these people off from work, well, essentially the first people to go were people who were not necessarily able to work from home, right? And that's not to, none of this was in your control, right? None of that is your fault. If you're somebody who got laid off, it's not your fault at all. This is something that came completely out of left field. At the same time, even though it's not your fault, at the current moment, it's your responsibility to find something else, right? And so one of two things can happen. We can sit here and we can say, oh man, this stupid COVID-19, this stupid government response, which to be quite honest with you is the way I'm feeling a lot of the time these days. But, you know, at the same time, it's not much we can do, right? Unless you magically somehow gain control of the entire world. You gain control of everybody's psyches and you somehow lessen their fear of this situation. That's not going to change. So what we have to be able to do now is we have to adapt to this situation at hand. And by adapting to it, we will therefore become resilient. Now, when we hear about resilience, we often think about like a ball bouncing back, right? But it's almost more like this. It's rather than allowing a situation to break you, you're integrating the hardship into your being and allowing it to make you stronger, allowing it to make you into a better person. Because here's the deal, guys and gals, I promise you, this is not the first hardship you're going to face in your life. And this is not the only hardship or difficult situation you're going to face in your life, right? There'll be many, many more. And this is but one in a series of challenges that you are going to encounter in your life. And you can either allow this situation to break you entirely, or you can allow this situation to put you onto a better path or a different path that could lead to better things. And you can allow this situation to make you smarter, to make you stronger, and to make you a more resilient person. So what are the things you need to focus on in order to be able to do this? Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to take a step back from the situation and you need to calm down. I said this before, we can sit there and we can start complaining about the government. We can start complaining about this stupid COVID-19, this quasi-flu that's going around. We can complain like that. But what is that going to do? It's not going to do much of anything for us. It's not going to do anything to change the situation. It's not going to do anything to change the fact that you just got laid off. So what do we need to do instead? We need to take a step back for a second. We need to calm down so that we can rationally assess the situation in front of us, right? Got to take a step back. You got to breathe. And we talk quite a bit about meditation here on this podcast. I brought a bunch of experts on this to the podcast before. You can check out a podcast that I did about a month ago with John McCaskill. He's a Navy SEAL who has recently left the service and he's working with an organization called the Veterans Path. And he's teaching veterans how to use mindfulness and meditation to do exactly what I just said, to be able to step back, to assess the situation in front of them so that you don't react to it. You respond to it rationally. All right. So that's the first step. The second step is this. Once you've had a chance to step back and calm down, what you need to do is you need to take an assessment of your skills. All right. So what have you been good at in the past? What types of skills do you currently have that you could apply to this situation? What jobs out there are hiring right now that might require your skills? Or if you want to go down an entrepreneurial route, what problems out there are that exist now that currently need to be solved that could be solved using the skills that you do have? Okay. So you want to take an assessment of your skills and you actually want to write this stuff down. What have you been good at in the past? What other similar types of problems out there that are going on right now? Maybe it's relating to the fact that people can't find jobs right now. Maybe it's relating to the fact that people can't get out to the grocery store right now, right? Or if it comes to trying to find a job, what skills do you have to bring to the table that an employer would like to see in their team right now? What types of things can you bring to the table that can help some of these businesses out there that are trying to stay afloat through this, right? So you want to actually write this stuff down, and then you want to start to try to integrate that into your resume, right? So you want to take a look at your resume. You want to look at your past experience. And in those bullet points underneath your experience, you want to work those skills into statements of what you accomplished during those jobs, right? And if you're doing this to think about a business, well, then you want to think about how you're going to use those skills and you actually want to write this into a business plan, right? What problem are you trying to solve and how is it going to be solved by the skills that you have? Okay. The next step is this. You want to think about the obstacles that are in front of you. And once again, rather than kicking the dirt and saying, oh shit, I can't freaking do this right now. I got this thing going on. It's right in front of me. It's like a brick wall. You need to go out there and you need to learn new skills in order to overcome those obstacles, right? So think about what I just said. First, you want to step back. You want to calm down. Then you want to take an assessment of your skills. Then you want to look at the obstacles in front of you and you want to figure out what do you not know now that you need to learn to get over that brick wall in front of you. Now, I know what you're probably saying to yourself. You're probably saying, well, I can't afford to go to school. I can't afford to do this. I can't do that. Here's the one thing that we all have right now. If you are able to listen to this podcast right now, if you're out of work, well, the one thing you've got is time right now, right? And if you think about that, usually that's the most precious thing in the world, right? We're all running out of time. But if you are out there, you're trying to figure out, trying to find a job, well, it's your job to find a job, right? And what you need to do if you can't find a job, if you can't figure out the skills that you've got right now, you got to start learning new skills, right? And in order to do that, well, you're going to have to find resources. Luckily, we live in a world where, and we live in a country where people absolutely love their veterans, right? People absolutely, you might not think that people in this country love veterans, but they do. And I've brought on a few different resources onto this show that you can use. The first one is American Dream U. American Dream, go to right now to Google, www.americandreamu, it's the letter U.org. Okay. They have an amazing platform there where you can learn about resume building. You can learn about interview skills. You can learn about how to build a business. You can learn about accounting. You can learn about financials. You can learn how to sell. You can, Grant Cardone put his entire sales course up there for free for veterans. Right? I brought Grant Cardone onto the podcast. It's up there entirely for free for veterans. Right? So head over to American Dream U or go to Amazon, grab some books, right? That's one thing I've been doing heavily since this all started is I've been hitting the books. I've been trying to learn as much as I can about real estate, trying to learn as much as I can about marketing, trying to learn as much as I can about advertising. Why? Because these are all the skills that I need for the jobs I'm going for, right? And so you want to figure out what skills are keeping you from getting over that wall, and you want to learn what you need to know to get over that wall. What is it? And at the very minimum, what you'll be able to do going into a job interview or putting something down on a job application, you'll get the knowledge you need to show that you've been investing in yourself and trying to learn these skills. Okay? So again, head over to AmericanDreamU.org. Head over to Amazon, figure out what it is you need to learn, and then grab the corresponding information, okay? And then I'm going to emphasize this last part once again. There, we like to think that somehow the strength to get through a tough situation is entirely inside of us, right? I've done that a lot. I have bashed my head into a brick wall so many times trying to knock that wall down so I could get through. And what I found is that I don't know anything. You have to take that mindset. You have to take a white belt mindset to anything in life if you want to be adaptable, right? You have to have that beginner's mindset because if you feel like you know everything, then you're not going to learn anything, okay? So once again, I want to emphasize, read. Read as much as possible. When you're able, when you can go out there and you can read and you read about situations that people lived through in other times or situations that people much more experienced than you went through or, you know, people who've gone down a path that you want to go down, then as General Mattis says, there's nothing that can surprise you, right? Make reading a habit. Make learning a habit. Get up an hour earlier every day and invest in yourself and trying to learn a little bit more. And I promise you, it might not seem like it's going to pay off immediately, because right now all you're thinking about is getting through the next day, getting through the next week. And it might not seem like it's going to pay off immediately, but I promise you that it will. So that's what I got, guys. I hope that you take me up on this. And for those of you who are trying to figure out where to work, what your next job is going to be, we've been putting up resources. I've done multiple podcasts over the past couple of weeks since this thing started. I'm putting up employment resources, jobs that you can apply to. There are places that are hiring. What we all have to figure out right now is what life is going to be like after this thing. And you might not think that you have any control over that, but I promise you, a lot of this is up to you. It's up to you how you approach this situation. If you allow it to break you, if you allow it to put you into paralysis, you're not going to come out of this okay. So again, if you take anything from this, just step back, take a breath, detach yourself from the situation, right? And I know that's difficult. I know that's easier said than done, but guess what? I'm doing it right now because I'm in the exact same situation as you. I've had one business pretty much crumble. I've had different things in my life crumble since this has happened. So I'm definitely going through this with you guys. And I want you to understand that we're all in this together. It's just, we all have to stay sane and we all have to figure out what our next move is. And we have to do that rationally. So I hope you're all well. I'm going to keep putting this kind of stuff out there as long as this goes on. And if you guys have any suggestions, any questions, anything that you want to hear from me, let me know. I'm as easy as an email away at chris@warriorsoul.goji.com, or you can reach out to me on social media. I am happy to discuss anything that you guys are going through right now. And with that, I want to thank you so much for listening. If you know somebody who can use this information, please pass it along, share the episode. If you like the information that I had to give here or in any other episode of the Warrior Soul podcast, please consider writing us a review up on iTunes. I'll talk to you guys later. This is Chris, and I am out.